How can we connect what's going on in Parshas Parah to what's going on right now in Eretz Yisrael, Iran, and the rest of the world? Parshas Parah is a very interesting thing. The Parah Duma is something that we seemingly have no understanding of. And whenever we don't have an understanding of something, if it causes us tircha and effort and challenge, then obviously we don't want to do it. Like many people with mitzvahs, when they don't understand them, if it's not a tircha, okay, they're willing to do it. But as soon as it's tircha, it's hard, it's annoying, and they don't understand it, then they want to be done with it. So in our lives, that's so often the case. When we don't understand something, we're done with it. And it creates challenge for us. Now, in the events of the world, it's very often the same thing. It's very hard to be positive and to feel good about things we don't understand. To go on with strength and vigor. Right now, we're in the war. And there are so many levels to the challenges. Yes, there's extreme simcha. These Rishayim are being murdered, bombed away, killed. It's unbelievable. But there's a whole nation right now. We're in Eretz Yisrael. We're in Israel. And it's not so easy. Our kids are home from school all day. Nothing to do. We have to figure out activities for them. It's affecting our works. It's affecting our learning. It's affecting so much on everyone's level. That's no one in the nation escapes from this. Then, unfortunately, with Rachmana Litzlan, these missiles are hitting. Beit Shemesh, 8 people were passed away, or 11 at this point. Horrible, tragic. Every person is more than enough. It's not something we can be sorry about. In Tel Aviv, in Bnei Brak, there was a nace. It's things which are crushing. And we don't understand. We can't understand these things. Why is Hashem doing this? And that's from the outside. The families themselves, they're in absolute distraught, horrible. They're losing people, kids, children, mothers. It's something which is all you can do is wait for Tchias Mesim. All you can do is Mun Mitachon. It's the best and be Sameach. They're with Hakadosh Baruch Hu and Olam Haba, but it was ripped away from you. And we're in fear. We hear a siren. It's fearful. What are the chances? But yes, no, I don't know anyone whose heart doesn't skip a beat of the siren. It's not geschmack. It's a hard life. It's a hard time. So yes, while there can be a lot of unbelievable things which you can attach to. But it's hard. So how does that do with Parshas Parah? The Sefer Be'er Yosef explains that we read Parshas Parah to this day for something unbelievable. He says, "Kidei shete hanhaga tzemidis zu tashpia aleinu ba'amunu b'tochon v'hanhaga saberis baruch el olamo. Ki yash Hashem turi v'lo asa boi v'she hanhaga sa'olim hi l'malem yasakasinu." He says that Hashem should pour upon us this idea of the Parah Duma. What's the idea of the Parah Duma? That Hashem runs the world in a way which is so beyond your understanding that you really can never understand it. There's so many billions and trillions and quantillions, whatever numbers you can go in zeros of cheshbon is the world. And everything has a reason. That's not something you can perceive. We can never understand, really, from the smallest thing swimming in the ocean 5 million feet underground to the things which we really see clearly in our day-to-day lives. Ultimately, Hanhagas HaBayir are above us. The Derech Hashem, whenever he's going through how Hashem's different gezeros and reasons and the various mechanics of the reality of the world, he always says, but this is just a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of really what's going on. We're just giving a very basic outline of the system. We can never really understand Hashem's ways. But that's a certain comfort. That someone that's so much bigger, better, and beyond something, someone, is running everything. That's the Parah Duma. You're connecting to Hashem with something which makes no sense to you. But I know it's true. And wow, Hashem's so amazing. He gives me the opportunity. He's running the world. Emunah Peshuta. I trust that Hashem's above and beyond. So when we read Parshas Parah, it's being tashpia on us. It's pouring down upon us this hanhaga, this reality that Hashem runs the world and everything's for the good and everything's helping us. We can't understand it, and we don't live like that right now. When someone dies, we say Baruch Dain Emes. Lasalavai, we say Atoy Vemetiv on a tragedy. Because we know, we see it, we live it, that Hashem's bad in this world is really good. Atoy Vemetiv, wow, you helped us. But now we say Baruch Dain Emes. That Hashem, you're the true Dayan, you're the true judge. So this is what we have to live with in Parshas Parah. This is so apropos for our times. That the Iran war has so many things to understand. But it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu running the show. Again, don't think it's Trump. Don't think it's Bibi. Don't think it's Ayatollah or the new Ayatollah is going to come up, the new leader. Hashem is running the show. And it's for our good. And if we live with this Parsha Para attitude, that Hashem is here for our good, we live a better life. Whether you're in America, in Eretz Yisrael, but specifically in Eretz Yisrael, when you're in the Tzar, when you're in the challenge, and if you're in America, you should feel for your brethren. Yeah? You should feel for your brethren. You should say, wow, they're in challenge. I'm going to daven for them. I'm going to do schlusim for them. I'm going to learn for them. But work on the emunah. Yeah, work on the fact that Hashem runs the show. There's a bigger picture. If we think that we understand everything, or even the small amount of things, we're just so silly. It's just, it's so childish. It's like when your children try to ask you, oh, well, why are you taking me to the dentist? Try explaining them to you tomorrow. They're not going to be happy. So we cannot understand the tragedy of the world. We can't. Everyone tries to. It's beyond us. We can sometimes say, mitzvah, schusim, protect us. That's for sure true. And in the right place, things can be said. But we never understand Hashem chesbonos. They're so beyond. They're, again, billions of trillions and trillions and trillions of chesbonos. We can never know. Why Hashem take this person that time? The Shara Gilgulim goes to these things at length. So we have to mechazik in Parshas Para that now is the time to have a munah b'tachon Hashem. Like the Bar Yosef tells us. So that's this week, and that's literally apropos and real for these times.